You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome everyone to another episode of Lean Local. So this is the show, what we do, that's in our title. We lean into the local community and, we're concerned about what's going on everywhere else, obviously, and we should be, but we're going to take this next hour and just talk about a little bit more on the local flavor. But the point I want to get across today is that it's just not about the local community. I mean, there's things that we can do that affect our state, things that we can do to affect our national politics. And but the only way you can really get it, to really understand, either you be a crazy guy like me that reads this stuff every morning and talks about it, or you listen to Civic Media. I mean, Sage, who started this company, took a lot of his personal money and said, look, I want to inform the people of Wisconsin, I think he's in Iowa now, on what's going on. And I want them just some unfiltered dialogue going on that talks about the issues in their community. And they had called me and said, you want to do a show because of my past background that just talks about the greater Green Bay community. And I was like, yeah, I'd love to do that. And so, you know, my show, Lean Local, and just thanks for listening. I just appreciate the comments you guys send in. But, you know, so we focus on one big question, you know, what does a thriving Green Bay look like in 10 years? I want to know that. I want to know what people think and what are we doing right and what are we doing wrong, right? And I like talking about, as you know, economic development, neighborhoods, public safety, fiscal responsibility, anything that a city should be concerned about. But Civic also has a number of other shows, and I'm I don't know if his ratings are better than mine. I think maybe they are. There's another show that's very cool that I listen to. It's called Rational Revolution, and I think you know the host of that show. It's Mark Becker, and he's got a really interesting background, as most hosts do, quite honestly. They've done some things. They've been involved in this or that. And, you know, Mark's got a super interesting background, and he's my in-house guest today. And we're going to talk about how his show helps educate listeners and anyone else. And he goes around and gives talks, as I do, and how that can help this country, this state, this country become a better community. And now's the time. I mean, many of us have kids and, you know, they're going to live here a lot longer than we are. And we just have to make sure that we're setting the table right for a prosperous future. And I try to do that here locally. And Mark definitely does that when it comes to a little broader picture. So let's just start. Thank you. Well, thanks for being here, man.
Hey, what an intro. Holy crap. Civic's also in the UP of Michigan, by the way.
Oh, they are?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if you go to civicmedia.us, you can see the coverage map.
All right.
And I was surprised to see that.
Okay.
Yeah, there's covers a good chunk of it.
All right. Well, yeah. Call them. Get a little advertising.
Upers, baby. Yes. Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah. But so for the listeners who may not, maybe new to you, although I don't know, how do you describe yourself, like beyond just a radio host?
I'm a loudmouth. No, I don't know. I don't know. So okay. I've political junkie, you know, ever since I was a little kid. I loved watching the returns come in on election night. And I grew up in a conservative family, and I kind of rose through the ranks of the Republican Party, helped out candidates, and ended up running the party. And then I was an elected official myself, 3-0, baby. And
I'm 10-0,
but whatever. no, but then, and then yeah, it's good. It's a good record. But then I left the party because of Donald Trump, and yeah, now I kind of work to help them lose.
So, all right, that's really, you said two things there. Okay. Being in the Democratic Party, mm-hmm. is that your focus, or is your focus to get Donald Trump out of politics?
So I think it's twofold. Number one, I my show and kind of what I've always been about is it's not about left versus right. It's about right versus wrong. And I look at where we are right now, and it's very clear that this is not a both sides thing. This is one party is in the wrong and one party is not in the wrong. I think where the second thing is, where I am politically now, it's really a refreshing thing not to have to justify people suffering because of my positions. Like, for example, minimum wage. I don't have to say, well, you know, if people just would pull themselves up by the bootstraps, we don't need to increase the minimum wage, even though we haven't done it in, you know, like a generation. And so, you know, I don't have to justify that. It's we can do better, and we should. Yeah. We should try. So it's a good place to be, I think.
So your show, which is on Sundays at 8, mine's at 7, Rational Revolution. Did you choose that name? And if so, what, why, and what does that mean to you?
No, it was the host before was State Senator Chris Dassler-Alfheim, a very good friend of mine. I love her so much. And when she ran for the state Senate, I should have her back on, by the way. I think we're due. When I, she hosted the show, and when she ran, she asked me to take it over. So I didn't want to change anything.
Okay. All right.
Cause we're kind of on the same plane there where, you know, it's important to work with people on the other side of the aisle as well.
All right. So before we dive into specifics here.
Yeah.
What do you hope your listeners feel when they tune into your show?
I hope they get inspired. I hope they are able to see, you know, that it's, you know, I've always been about, ever since when I was in the Republican Party, creating the big tent. And I think on the left, what I want people to understand is people will come in from the right. And to create space for people who don't agree with everything that you might agree with, but it's okay because we can get there. And so that's kind of the goal of my show, I think.
So when you look at your experiences, and I know a lot of people. You're one of the more interesting guys because of the party leadership, local government, business owner. I think those are all cool things that shape your view.
Thanks.
And I think that's healthy when. There's a lot of people running for office coming up. You know, we got the primary February 17th.
Which is awesome, by the way. Well, yeah, I love that.
And we've been working pretty hard on Lean Local, just whether it was someone here for a different issue, we always worked into the show, probably at the end of the show, is that, look, you got to run for office.
Yep.
And we had in this community, and we're going to get to this later in the show, I'm going to ask you some more specific questions, but... 2 years ago, I think we had 67%. There's 109 positions open in the county.
I remember you talking about that.
Right.
Yeah. And it's bad. Yeah.
And 67, but did you, I'm delighted. I hope I had a little bit to do with it, but you know, 2 years ago, I should say, 75% of the county board went unopposed. This year it's 50%.
Yeah.
So 50% of the people are challenged, and that's just good. Get some news out there, and yep. City council, 75% of the people are challenged. There's 3 people that are going to be unopposed. And I think that's good. I wish they were all opposed because I never got a free ride.
Yeah.
Did you?
No.
Yeah. So?
Yeah. I think, you know, unlike Tony Weed, I think when my positions are challenged, that's a good thing.
It is.
Yeah.
And sometimes you may not be as right as you think you are.
Like, that's fine. And that's cool because that's how you grow.
It is.
No, seriously.
It is. It's like, ooh, yeah.
Learning is growth.
Point. Right. Yeah. So we do that stuff here. So like I said, you're a political weekend warrior. When you look at your show, the Rational Revolution, what would be like your mission statement? This is, you know, the mission statement, why do we exist? And the vision statement, this is where we're going. Is there like one thing of say, well, you got to listen to Rational Revolution because
we don't talk about left versus, I mean, we do, it all centers around that idea of it is not left versus right. It's right versus wrong. And I think if you can center your arguments, politically in that, with that in mind, that's a good place to be, man.
Agreed. And I've always been nonpartisan. I mean, I've known you for a long, long time. Matter of fact, I was at your wedding.
Yes, so, you were. We got your clock hanging up in our house.
Yeah. I give away clocks that
are cool.
That are in etched in the glass with their date. That's that's like our thing. People taking that away from me. So that's we've been doing that for years.
That's right. And I shouldn't have said anything then. Shoot.
You talk about right versus wrong versus left versus right. And I think that's a cool mission statement. This is what we're about. And, you know, like I told you, with our show, with Civic, with Lean Local, it's, you know, what does a thriving Green Bay community look like? And it takes so much, doesn't it? I mean, it's not one thing. It just takes, we've had people on here from suicide prevention. Well, that's part of a thriving community is that we got to address this. Once you don't talk about it or stop talking to each other, that's when the trouble really starts. So that's why I love what's all going on. You know, I want to say about your show, and, you know, we all got to get guests. We have some great guests coming up that we've booked, Chancellor and President Chamber, all that kind of stuff. But you've gotten some big wigs.
Yeah.
I mean, you have. I thought that was a cool.
Yeah, he's a good dude. Joe Walsh this week.
And then you had the guy on from that Steel.
Michael Steele, yeah, he's a good guy.
National people that.
Well, it's.
Do they charge you?
No, they're my friend. Like, I genuinely know those people.
Really?
Well, that's cool. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's like, the thing is the circle of people who used to be a Republican and are outspoken, it's pretty small. You know, so like Adam Kinzinger, like I was texting with him yesterday.
Cool.
And Joe Walsh, I know him. I know him personally. Michael Steele, I know him. And, you know, yeah, I mean, they're good
people.
And
I'm sure they know people too that can maybe help you. Say there's this great guy in Green Bay. He's got a show. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it's been interesting to kind of just sit back and be like, wow, holy crap. Like we've had some big name people on.
Cool.
We had the Christmas episode. It was like the lady who won the Canada version of like the Nobel Prize in history.
Really?
Yeah, she came on to talk about the history of Christmas. That's freaking cool. Nothing to do with politics, but it was really neat.
Yeah,
she's cool. Brilliant.
So when these people come on, it ties back to your right versus wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Do you talk to local people? I mean, I gotta be honest with you. I've had a couple people on from the state, and but my question to them is, what are you doing for us locally? Like that's, and yours is, how can we fight this right versus wrong?
Yeah.
So have you had the congressman on?
I've reached out to him multiple times and he will not come on the show.
He's been on my show twice.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. Yeah, he doesn't, but that's the thing. I mean, I'm going to throw him under the bus a little bit.
We can help each other.
He won't come on. I would bet you $100 he won't come on because he doesn't want to take questions from someone who doesn't agree with him.
Well, there's people out there that don't agree with him.
There's a lot, but he won't talk to him. Huh. He won't answer
all right,
questions.
All right, well, we can work on that off air. I'd like to help you with that.
Because, hold on, this is important. Because if we're going to talk about left versus right and right versus wrong, Tony Weed, probably not a good idea to have a town hall. It's not, at this point, it's not going to be very safe for him. It's not going to be good. But he doesn't represent Republicans in the 8th Congressional District. He represents all people.
Oh, absolutely.
And so it's important that he would take questions from someone who would be respectful that doesn't agree with everything that he says.
I get that.
But he doesn't do it.
I represent the people who voted for me. And
that's
the
why
who
you
didn't.
Bet. Yes. You knew
always.
That.
I knew that.
Reed Ribble knew that.
Yeah. I was going in. All right. I got a ton of questions that I want to ask you. We're going to go to a quick break. I'm going to come back, thank a few of our sponsors because that's who pays the bills around here. And then we'll get more questions with Mark Becker, who of course is the host of Rational Revolution, an awesome radio program here on Civic Media. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Life.
local. We're here with our special guest, Mark Becker of Rational Revolution. Before we do, I just want to, it is January, so I want to give a plug to one of our sponsors for your New Year's resolution. The sky's the limit with Pella's 0% interest for 4 years finance offer. That's a good deal. I didn't get that when I bought my windows from Pella. No payments, no interest for 4 years. Now, think of everything you can do in 4 years. You can get a college degree. You can raise your toddler, get them ready for school. You can even run for president. But start your own journey toward meeting your personal goals and enjoying Pella's highest quality products with exclusive features custom made for your home. They're great. They come over, 45-minute free consultation. And, well, Mark, you've been at my house, but it's old. It's 112 years old. So my windows wouldn't necessarily fit in other people's windows. You know, I got these different styles, and Pella comes through with their laptop and they say, well, you can do this, this, and this, and great quality, great installation. So the deal ends January 31st. So get on it. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. Great company. And they also do a lot for the community, which I love that. So we're here with Mark Becker. We are talking about his show, his goals, let me ask you, what do you see as the biggest issues out there from your lens?
Oh my God. I think, that's such a big question.
It is. I know, but
I think, I think the biggest issue really is the loss of truth, the loss of civility, and you know, how one political party is stripping the humanity away from people. Yeah. And it's disgusting and it's wrong. It's not left versus right. It is wrong. And to see that happen on a daily basis, you know, you got a dude talking about how he won an election that he lost, talking about his, you know, amazing poll numbers when it's the second worst in the United States history, you know, all these things, invading Greenland, suspending a midterm, like this is just not okay. Yeah. It's not okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that gets you worked up.
It should get everybody worked up.
Yeah. And that was my next statement. You want to convey that concern or revolution to the listeners. I want to ask you though, what point did you realize that radio, not just politics, because you know, you were a chair of the party. That's pretty, you know, I hate the word power in government. I hate that one. And they do.
Influence.
But right, you have some influence. But people say, "Oh, you guys run for three reasons: power, prestige, and what is it? Profit." Which we don't get in this community. Some of those guys get in there and they got hundreds of thousands. They leave with a couple million, and that's BS. But anyway, But I want to talk a little bit about
Ron Johnson. Sorry. Sorry about that. I don't know where that came from.
Yes, I neither. But at what point did you realize that radio, not just politics, was the right platform?
Well, I think, you know, where I'm at in life, it's I have little kids. You know, it's not a time to really go hog wild running for something. But, you know, for whatever reason, and I tried to get out of it. I tried to leave politics a couple times, but you know, people kept roping me back in from, you know, the Harris campaign to people that were running for Senate. And to, you know, the Never Trump movement and Lincoln Project and all of that. And it's cool to be able to help, you know? And I think that if you have a platform, if you have people that think that what you have to say is worth it, it's not just, you know, oh, it's cool. There is a responsibility for it. And I think that if you have that platform and you have the ability to do the right thing, you have to do that.
This question we're both going to answer, but I'm going to ask you, and you've kind of answered it, but I just want to drill down on it just a little bit. So your experience, your job, your knowledge, your connections, quite honestly, what were you seeing in political discourse that concerned you the most? Was it Donald Trump?
It was what Donald Trump did, you know. It's Trumpism, you know. From it's putting an idea over a political party. It's, you know, it is us versus them, drawing lines in sand. You know, leading by we win when you lose. The working together is done.
So that's sad.
It is.
You know, I mean, just as an overall. The reason I took this job, and I was just delighted when they called me, I'm like, yeah, I think you got the wrong guy. Mm-hmm. I didn't think, I don't want to bash the other media because we're all in the same industry, but I just don't think they're paying enough attention to the local. I'm telling you, Mark, when you watch channel, whatever, news, you know, it's really only 21 minutes because the rest of it's commercials.
Yeah.
And then part of that, a big part of that is weather. I don't know why the hell we spend so much time on weather.
You can't tell a story in 30 seconds.
No, even a minute.
Right.
So here we get to lean in a little bit more to that. So, I mean, that was like, hey, look, if we can help educate people or.
So, well, and I've always thought too, is that like, I'm not the real guy where I can have a punchy 30 second thing that people are going to like the issues that we're facing. It is a conversation and you have to build on it and you have to talk about it in depth. You have to. That's how you can. You bring people together.
Yeah, I want to get into those themes.
All right.
What's reoccurring and what we're going to work on. And I really want to, like, what do you hope to accomplish in 2026? I mean, everybody asks. I know. I got the same thing. And but look, we got to move the needle.
Yeah.
And it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to do it right here on Civic Media.
Hell yeah. There you go.
All right. We're going to be right back with Mark Becker, Rational Revolution.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor, Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Lean Local, and we are discussing some of the information and some of the topics that really need to be talked about more. And I serve that role kind of locally here with Lean Local. And Mark Becker, who you know the name, has his own show called Rational Revolution. And we're going to get specifically what his goals are for 2026. But before we do, I just want to thank another one of our sponsors, and that's Nicolet Bank. And I just love these guys. They started with a cardboard, just a coffee table and a couple chairs, you know, and 22 years ago. And now they're just a terrific bank, one of the largest banks in Wisconsin. And I just want to say that if you're running a business in Green Bay, you already know having the right financial partner makes all the difference. And believe me, it does. Banks are great giving you money when you really don't need it, but it's when you need it. And that's when they become a true partner. And that's where Nicolet Bank comes in. Nicolet Bank, they specialize in helping businesses grow, expand, and succeed. Because their decisions are made locally by people who understand our economy, our challenges, and our opportunities. This isn't a one-size-fits-all banking. It's custom solutions, real conversations, and bankers who actually pick up the phone. And I love that. You just stop down here on Washington Street. They got 40-some branches, too. But from commercial lending to treasury management to everyday business banking, Nicolet works alongside entrepreneurs at every stage of startup, expansion, and beyond. And I was one of those businesses back in the day and just love the support that Nicolet offered. When your bank understands your business, your community, and your goals, you're set for a long time. So if you're looking for a smart partner, more personalized approach to business banking, talk to Nicolet Bank of Wisconsin. So I want to thank those guys for what they do. Back to us, Mark. We're in the same business of radio talk show host, trying to convey what we believe to our listeners. You know, I mean, you've got your belief system and your belief system comes from a very interesting background. Being, it just does, right? I mean, head of the Republican Party and now really leaving that to getting your connections, not just you on the phone with them, you know, on Friday night, it's getting them on the show to talk to, you know, thousands of other people. And that's cool. I think we have a responsibility to leverage our connections.
Yes.
Because like even on our show, look, like the chancellor wants to come on our show.
That's
like, I'm
cool.
a big fan, and I teach at TC, of course, and you know, I just the head of the business college where I spend my time. Everybody thinks that, well, TC, you learn how to weld. I mean, it's so much
TC's
more.
TC's awesome.
They are.
Yeah.
They're unbelievable. And they actually, I talked to them this morning. They called, oh, we need somebody to teach law next semester. So got to brush up on that. And I teach the fundamentals of business and professional selling, those things. You got to prepare for that. But law has changed, you know, and you really got to keep on that, especially when it comes to your human resources department. I mean, there's, and I think that's a really, really important part of law.
Yep.
And I think we got to really address that. And so anyway, syllabus I'm putting together after I'm done with you. So
sweet.
But tell me, so Rational Revolution, which you're unique, you've got good connections. What do you hope to accomplish in 2026?
You know, I mean, this is an important year. I'm looking forward to helping people wade through the primary for governor that's upcoming. We've had every primary candidate except for two on our show.
Cool.
Well, not on the left. Tom Tiffany's not going to come on my show, but he'll certainly be invited. But you know, working through that, talking about you know, the issues that are important to us, because just sorting through the noise that's out there is what we try to help with.
And boy, there's a lot of noise. Mm-hmm. And you know, you're not TikTok, you're not Facebook, but I think one of the things that we should both talk about, whether we are on the same page with an issue, is you really got to verify your content. And people don't. They're so fast. They're busy. And I get that. They're busy. So am I. But just to take another look from, I have somebody, my brother, who gets worked up and he only listens to one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, if you're going to listen to one show, listen to mine. No,
of course.
But you really need to mix it up. I mean, you just owe that to yourself, right?
Well, it's either, I don't know. If people listen to like a Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity, I would not, I mean, obviously you're not going to listen to Rush anymore, but those types of programs, I wouldn't recommend doing that.
Right.
You know, obviously listen to ours because that we're always right. I think, yeah, I mean, because there's so much out there. And the problem is there is, I'm going to say it, there is one side that loves talking about things that aren't true, that are not verified, that it's that's dangerous.
Yeah.
And when you have those things, it's not a 30-second soundbite that can get your way out of it. You have to understand, okay, here's why, this is the issue, this is why that's a lie, this is, you know.
And I think
it's so easy for people to say, I'm the most popular president ever. No one has stopped more wars than me. I might, you know, maybe we shouldn't have the midterm elections.
Yeah.
We're going to invade Greenland. These tariffs are great for you. Yeah. You know, imagine having the president of the United States bragging about how rich the United States government is getting when middle American families are struggling and farmers are going out of business. Like, isn't that wild?
Well, I think there are people who would say, wait a minute, there's more to it than that. You know, I just want to say, I'm not here to debate you. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. But
I just, my point is, I think what I like about you and quite honestly myself is that our follow-up questions are pretty good. You can't really BS me. Sometimes I'm like too nice to a guest and we go to break and I'm like, don't you ever say that again, because I know that's, you know what I mean? At break, because, you know, look, I
entertainment, babies, call them out.
We get back, but like, no, don't, that is not true. What you just said is partially true, you know, but it's not, you left out a huge part of that equation, you know, and then we'll do it at break, we'll come back, and then maybe we'll softball it back in. But yeah, I want people to listen. I want my guests. Yeah, I don't really beat up people. I haven't done that yet.
I had a guy who was, I think, what did he say? It was 7 out of 10 dairy cows in the United States are under his care. He was a farm. Ooh. Yeah. Dan Olson, farm consultant, brilliant man, wonderful guy. And he talked about how the American farmer is getting decimated by tariffs, number one, because You know, it's this whole realignment of where people are buying soybean farmers.
Yeah.
They're not buying from America. And then farmers are struggling because they can't find anyone to work because their workforce is gone.
Right.
And so, like, you know, you got these guys, and that's, we talk about Tony Weed. He should answer those questions because a lot of those people supported him. Mm-hmm. And the things that he's supporting, things that he's doing, they're hurting people. Right?
I trust you. I know you. He's been good to the community shelter, so I like that. So I don't know. I don't want to weigh in on that. I don't want to weigh in on that. I know that. But let me ask you, though, with all the stuff that's
going on. Like, I do not support, nor.
But with all the stuff going on, you know, immigration, uh-huh. and the debt being at $32 trillion, which is just crazy to me that we spend more on interest than we do on defense. I mean, that's just nuts. Mm-hmm. A lot of other things, you know, I mean, everything from high speed rail, but anyway, out of all the stuff that, from where you sit, Mark, what are the biggest issues facing the country, again, through your lens? And don't go on with 20 of them. Just tell me two or three that you really think you can ask me that about Green Bay and I'll give you an answer. You know, I just think there are a lot of things we need to do here, but there's a couple things that we have to do or we're going to be hurting in 10 years.
We have to get back to speaking the truth to people.
No, that's...
I think that's number one. I think we have to get back to...
But how, okay, so now I guess I don't want to interrupt you.
No.
But so how? I mean, do they get fined? There's a city council in the state of Wisconsin. And
they get voted out of office.
Okay, well, so that's always an answer. I just want to say there's a city council in the state of Wisconsin that, you know, leaks were a big deal. Yeah. I don't know if they were when you were on the county board, but they were in the city. Yeah. And they instituted a fine of like $50 if you're caught leaking, and it stopped it. No, roll your eyes at $50.
I know.
It was 15 years ago, so maybe it's...
I mean, it's not going to be a tax on lying or something like that, but America has to find it within themselves. To get him out of office.
Unacceptable.
Yeah.
Unacceptable to sway from the truth. Mm-hmm. That's fine. That makes sense to me. So that's a big thing for Mark Becker, for your lens, to get truth. You know, it's like there's laws against truth in advertising, right? I mean, you start saying this is chocolate and it really isn't.
That goes down to just about every issue, that we're working with, from immigration to tariffs to, you know, policy with LGBT. Dude, this week, the President of the United States said that the real outcome of the Civil Rights Act was that white people got treated unfairly.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, again, that's...
Come on. That he said that.
Okay.
Where the hell is that okay?
Yeah.
That's not okay.
What you have to understand, and there are people who agree.
And that's wrong.
Okay.
And by talking about these things, it gives other people the courage to be able to say, that's messed up.
Okay.
That's wrong. And so by bringing truth back in and by talking about it, I think people who have a good moral compass, people who care about what's right versus what's wrong, will have that sense of duty and that sense of you know, responsibility to stand up to that stuff when they see it.
Okay.
That's important, though.
Oh, no. Let me ask you this. White people are treated unfairly. Let me ask you this then, though. Are Americans, from, again, your lens, better at listening to opposing views today or worse? Because I know the answer.
It's worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
They just take this side. I was talking to this guy who's going to run for office. Stopped over at my house. Mayor Schmidt. Nice kid, young kid. I said, well, the doors is where it's at, you know? Yeah. Well, you know that.
Oh, yeah.
He said the first question he gets asked, are you a Democrat or Republican? What's a nonpartisan race?
Yeah, I got that when I was running. Yep.
Yeah, and, you know, we worked on some answers, like, what's the issue? You know, or, mm-hmm. you know, it's green and gold to me. You know, I'm green.
Beautiful thing about spring elections is that's nonpartisan. That's great.
But is it? Is it? Yeah.
I'm going to get some heat from people on the left too, because people are like, these left and right political groups are recruiting candidates to run.
Yeah.
Then do a better job at them.
Right.
Then recruit other people.
Meet them where they're at. Right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You don't like it? Beat them.
Yeah. That is the beauty of politics.
Dude. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But I just hope people are at least opening to a couple sentences. Like I'm not, I've been nonpartisan, you know, my whole life, still am. But when people, when they don't even want to talk to you unless you identify a party, that's like wrong. You
know what
I
mean?
So we gotta, all right, we gotta go to a break, man.
It doesn't mean they're a bad person.
No, no, not at all. But it's like,
it means you can have a spicier conversation with them,
which is always fun. All right, hey, we're gonna be right back. We are talking with Mark Becker, the host of Rational Revolution, and very knowledgeable in a whole bunch of other things. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, everyone, to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, your host, and our special in-house guest, Mark Becker, who is the host of Rational Revolution. And we're talking, before we went to break, about, you know, as we move into 2026, what he hopes to accomplish as the host of Rational Revolutions. He really said to get the truth out there. And I think everyone, that should be everyone's resolution.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
At home. At work, just like if this is going on, you know, and I don't want to tie anything back to, but Minnesota, but if you see something, say something. And we do it in airports all the time. And I just think that people, you know, if you're right and you're telling the truth, there's nothing to worry about.
Right.
I think.
I agree.
So I think that's cool. So are there topics, voices you want to bring on your show? Do you have like a target? I got a couple targets out there.
I'd like to have more Republicans on. You know, I'd love to have Tony Weed. He won't come on, but I'd love to have him on. You know, when Charlie Kirk was assassinated, I had Ken Sikora, who's the chairman of the 8th Congressional District. It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a really, because also I think one of the big things that has been happening is, you know, stripping the humanity away from people. You look at, you know, these ICE raids and people that are, it's almost pitting one group of people against another. That's what it is. And so I think, even having, you know, people from the other side on, if we can get nothing from the conversation out of it other than the fact that, well, we can see the humanity in each other, I think that's a very important step.
Well, that's, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. That'd be great. That's.
And yeah. I people talk a lot of smack about Ken online, but I admire the courage that he had to come on, and he was incredibly gracious and respectful to me.
Well, that's because you were to him.
I mean,
you weren't getting that tit for tat with a radio show host. I mean, and I've been on the other side of the mic when that's happened, and I'm like, really? That's what you want to do?
Well, I wasn't going to treat him like a jerk or call him an idiot or anything like that. Yeah. I disagree with like a lot of what he...
One of my State of the Cities, I like to go all nine rounds, and I do. Oh, right. I'm not getting out of the ring. If I'm in it, and... But I don't want my show to get like that. You know, we kind of talked earlier about, you know, how you, and maybe tougher questions. I'll move toward that. But the first time a guest comes on my show, I want a dialogue with them. Because like I said, once you stop talking, it's over.
Yeah.
So anyway. Yeah, I think that's great. And I'm not committing, but I'm going to help you with that Tony Weed thing.
All right.
Yeah, I trust that you're going to treat him
fairly. Here's what I would do. And I'll say this online. I would treat him, I wouldn't be a jerk.
Yeah, that's...
But I would no. I wouldn't. I mean, he's a congressman, so I mean that in and of itself that demands respect. But I would ask him hard questions. The policies that he supports are hurting people, and they're hurting people that support him.
Well, he might not agree with you.
Well, that's fine. Okay. But then talk to his own supporters who agree. Talk to a farmer. We talked about that. Talk to farmers. Talk to people in the suburbs. Talk to moms that are struggling to feed their families. And the fact is, Tony Weed might be a great guy, and I'd love to see the humanity in him. But he does. He owes it to not to me. He owes it to the people that he represents, because he does not represent Republicans of the 8th Congressional District. He represents my kids.
Yeah.
Right.
Look. I just want to say that.
So I wouldn't be a jerk to him at all, but he does need to answer some stuff.
I would agree. I went into the lion's den on some things where I knew.
You could even come on my show with him.
I'm nonpartisan. You know? I like what you're doing. I like your vision. I like the mission. And I want to help your show be successful. Right.
Thank you.
And I'm hoping that this helps in a small way, but
sure.
Like, I went into the lion's den one time they had the two candidates in.
Yeah.
Everybody in there, and I'm telling you, maybe one lady wasn't, was wearing my opponent's sticker, bigger than life, his signs on the wall. I could look around, where's Jim Schmidt?
Sweet.
Right? That's hard.
That's going to suck.
but once you say no, it just turns that you don't represent them, you don't care about what they think. And
that's why.
I can see why for their narrow view, why they had that. But then I just want to say, Mark, that after I was done with that, people were like, dude, thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
I mean, that took a lot of guts. And I don't know that I'm going to vote for you, but I'm not going to rally to vote to try to tell other people how bad you are.
I can see why Tony Weed doesn't do a town hall now. If he started doing town halls, because it wouldn't be safe for him right now. I get it.
Right.
But,
I have 31 more questions.
Oh, my God.
I know. Sorry.
That's fast.
We're out of town. Bad time. We're in town. We're out of time. This is good. I think I can speak for you. Just thanks Civic Media for allowing this, because I think it's doing some
good things. It takes some courage to put this stuff on the air.
Right. Yes. And of course, our sponsors are awesome too. But lots to do. Keep tuned into Rational Revolution and Lean Local, because, I mean, we're here to get you the truth and as best we can with guests or with some research.
Well, especially here, come in with the spring elections.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and this is going
to
be important.
Yeah, we got all the candidates coming on. Well, they're all invited to come on, whether they come on or not. But if they don't come on, you'll know it, because I'll mention it. You know what I mean? they best show up. But we got that in the spring election. We're excited about that. Plus, like I said, and some new leaders that have come into Green Bay.
And Tony Weed's coming on the show. You heard it here first.
He'll be on my show. I'm going to get him on your show.
You just let me know when. I'll come on in.
Yeah. Surprise. Yeah. Okay, hey, thank you for being here, Mark. You're the best. It's fun catching up with you. And thank you, listeners, for listening. I want to thank our sponsors. And we'll just look forward to talking to you next Sunday here on Lean Local and Rational Revolution.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.